Probably many times in your life, you have said to somebody, "I don't believe it," in response to what they may have shared. Or perhaps you have shared with somebody and they have said to you, I don't believe it. So today I want to ask you to participate as I share with you what I read are amazing facts. Amazing facts. And so I'm going to read the amazing facts and I want you to respond by saying, "I don't believe it." The tin can was patented in 1810. Now you're jumping the gun yet. I got to finish with the whole thing first. So let's begin again. The tin can was patented in 1810. The can opener was patented in 1858. In that period of time between the two, cans were opened by chisels and hammers.
I don't believe it.
But it's true. The reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, is actually a trained mechanic.
I don't believe it.
But it's true. Sleep cleanses the brain. Cerebrospinal fluid flushes out harmful proteins and toxins while you sleep. And it's certainly true. This one is going to upset you, I know. Canned pumpkin is actually a variety of squashes. And it's true, unfortunately. I haven't found anybody who has experienced this yet. I know many of you travel and go on the highways between here and the north and the Midwest. But there's a stretch on Route 66 in New Mexico that if you drive 45 miles an hour, there are rumble strips that will play America the Beautiful. It's true. I want one of you, when you're driving back to Minnesota, Wisconsin, or wherever it is you come from, go on Route 66 in New Mexico and find that for me. Hopefully going east. Count Von Count, of Sesame Street fame, you know, who loves to count things. In folklore, vampires have arithmomania, which is their compulsion to count. But it's true. Not one of Snow White's seven dwarves was named Chesty, Tubby, Burpy, Deafy, Hickey, Wheezy, or Awful. But all of those names were actually considered. But it's true. Those are the amazing facts I wanted to share with you this morning. And even though we don't believe, it doesn't mean it's not true. So often when we do not believe, it's because it doesn't fit our preconceptions or our mindset. Or it's because we don't have adequate knowledge or understanding. Often when we don't believe, it's because we are unable to grasp the reality of what is true. And so this morning we focus on that familiar verse, "God so loved the world," and how true it is. In John's Gospel, Jesus is having a conversation with Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a Pharisee, we are told, a leader of the Jews. And Nicodemus came to Jesus in the middle of the night. He does so secretly, largely because he wanted to find a time, probably, to find Jesus alone and which they can converse, just one-on-one. And so then, Nicodemus, coming from the tradition that he comes from, had some understandings of God. And Jesus is now expanding that understanding of who God is and what God does. Jesus tells Nicodemus, we speak of what we know. We testify to what we have seen. And yet you do not believe. We are limited by our own understanding. We are limited so often, it seems, on our understanding of a God who so loved the world. Jesus shares with Nicodemus a reference to a story in the book of Numbers that would be well known. During the period of the Exodus, and the time in the desert, where Moses is leading the people to the promised land, there is once again, as there often is, unrest among the people. As a result, in this occasion, there was an infest of serpents among the community. Moses then lifted up a bronze symbol of the serpent for all the people to see. And they were told to look upon that symbol, to focus on that symbol. And by doing so, they would be healed. They would be given life. And the people knew it was God who commanded Moses to present this symbol before them. The people knew it was God who gave them life. To look upon God, to trust in God, and then to find life. On display is God's saving love. Jesus shares with Nicodemus how he is to be lifted up. He is to be lifted up. And when people see Jesus lifted up on the cross, they will find life. When people see Jesus lifted up, they will see God's love and what God's love looks like. For this is not a God that Nicodemus is familiar with. Nicodemus saw a God who imposed laws and regimen, who demanded burnt offerings, whose judgment exacted penalty amongst the people. But Jesus shares a God who gave of Himself, who emptied Himself in love for the world, for His creation. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I come from an interesting childhood. I share with you stories from time to time. And one time I was pretty young, and I was sitting next to my father. My father kind of just looked over at me, and he just kind of said, "Do you believe in the Lord?" I said, "Yeah." And so then a little bit more forcefully, he said to me, do you believe in the Lord?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Do you believe in the Lord? Stand up and shout hallelujah." So I stood up, I shouted hallelujah. And I fell off the roller coaster.
I don't believe it.
There we go.
But it explains a lot.
Which I'm willing to admit all the time. Do you believe that God so loved the world? The essence of the gospel, the essence of the good news is God's love. Jesus talks of this new covenant initiated by God. The foundation for everything is God's love. God lavishes us with love. And God acts for the sake of these children of the world out of love. A love of the world. This would be a challenge to Nicodemus. Because it was a love that included all people. It was inclusive. Went beyond any boundaries. There were no limitations. This love of God for the world. The world is to experience this great love. The wonder and beauty of the love seen in Jesus. And with it, the promise of eternal life. A life with the Eternal One. A life lived with a relationship with God. That we face life, we journey through life with God. And it's a relationship that continues through this life. A relationship that continues and follows this life in the glory of God's heavenly kingdom. Do you believe it? To not believe is a result of our human limitations. To not believe is our shortcomings. To not believe is a blindness to grasp the extent of God's love. A love for all of the world. And yes, we are guilty when not embracing how extensive God's love is to all. To all people. Later on in the Gospel of John, Jesus is again teaching, and he's sharing with them the image that he is the bread of life. He is the one who gives life that people are to feed upon. And the response of his disciples are so much like us. Hearing this teaching, grasping this teaching, the disciples say, "This teaching is difficult." And so perhaps we turn then to the wisdom of the book of Proverbs, where there we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight." Trust in the Lord with all your heart, of a God who so loves the world. Amen.